with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Hello, it is 4 o'clock p.m. and you're listening to Phase Radio on 101.9 FM CFRC.
All right.
Did I do to make me?
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to Phase Radio on 101.9 FM CFRC. I'm your host, Harper, and this week we're leaning into our pining phase. Now, personally, I'm not pining at the moment, but I am the queen of situationships, and it just feels like the weather is kind of conducive to a pining phase. We just heard Objection from Finn Wolfhard and Alaska from Pine Grove. Talk about pining. Finn Wolfhard was my OG middle school crush, and I pined over that man for so long. Canadian celebrity, gotta love him. And honestly, his music is really good too. I used to listen to his old band Calpurnia quite a bit when I was younger, also when I was pining quite a bit. But his most recent album is also really good. That's the first one. And I was just recently thinking about Finn Wolfhard because the new season of Stranger Things is coming out, and I've been trying to catch up and rewatch every single episode of every season. So I hope everybody is also on that wavelength. It's also November, which means it's CFRC's funding month. And I just wanted to give you all a little bit of information about that. So CFRC is not just a radio station. It's a community arts hub. From our shortwave radio theater camps, our airwave YGK musician residencies and performances, our live sessions and our DJ workshops, we create space for artists to share their work and learn new skills. Your donation keeps these programs going, helps emerging artists, students and volunteers connect to the arts. Students and volunteers just like me. And your donation is investing in a creative community. Visit cfrc.ca today and donate two ways, either through Queen's University to get a tax receipt or donate directly through our website to get amazing free gifts from CFRC and local sponsors, plus up to 50 chances to win more raffle prizes. Up next on Phase Radio, we've got Bully, The Beths, and Mama while we're pining.
Cause there's no point. If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit SCWIST.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You're listening to 101.9 FM CFRC, and this is Phase Radio. This week, we're in our pining phase. We just heard from Bully with How Will I Know, The Best with Future Me Hates Me, Mama with I Want You Fever, The Belair Lip Balms with Back of My Hand, Surf Hat with The Gutter, and The Beatniks with October 28th. A couple Kiwi bands, actually, that we just heard from The Best and The Beatniks. Honestly, only played the Beatniks today. I think they have great songs. This is probably not their best song, but I played it because it fit our theme of pining so well. The song is actually written about my good friend Lily Bond's younger sister. If you caught it, the main singer is singing about a girl named Mimi, which is my friend's younger sister, which is so funny. And the other song by The Beths is called Future Me Hates Me, and they talk about the Marlboro Sounds, which is also where my friend Lily is from, funny enough, which is a famous wine region in New Zealand. It's very beautiful, but I'm also sure inspires a lot of romantic pining songs when you're drinking too much and thinking about your ex. But yeah, just a fun story. We also heard from Bully, which is the project of Alicia Bognano. Bully is amazing. If you get the chance, you should listen to her entire album, Lucky For You. I can't play all the songs in the radio because some of them have a lot of swear words, but it's absolutely fantastic. And she actually just went on Bandsplain with Alanis Morissette, to talk about Alanis Morissette, rather. And it was also super interesting. The two queens of angst and of pining, our Canadian queen, Miss Alanis Morissette. So if you get the chance, you should also listen to that as well. Up next, we're going to slow it down a little bit with Tops, Call You Back, Thievery Corporation, Sweet Tides, and Ola with If I Were a Fish on Phase Radio.
So then of course Would you sell me the sea? Tell me who you think I'll be. Even if it means dishonesty, would you bend down and try? Undress and then justify the way your body likes to lie, the way you wish to be seen. Something that I cannot afford.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CFRC, and this is Phase Radio. This week, we are in our pining phase, and we just heard from Tops with Call You Back, Thievery Corporation with Sweet Tides, Ula with If I Were a Fish, Now Now with Talk to God, and The Beaches with Lesbian of the Year. So Ula, one of the artists we just heard from, is an amazing emerging Western Australian indie artist. Speaking from experience, that place breeds angsty indie rock romance, probably because it's really sunny and generally very happy and everyone's attractive. So all people have to do is write songs about falling in and out of love with each other. But I'm here for it. If I Were a Fish is such a simple thought, but just gets the sentiment across so well. It's sort of like that whole idea of whether or not your significant other would love you even if you were a worm, or at least that's what it reminds me of every time I hear it. But such a great song. This past week, we've been in a pining phase, like I said earlier. I'm not pining at the moment, but I am the queen of failed situationships. It's sort of my own fault. I do love pro skier and boys in bands, which is a recipe for a disaster, as you can imagine, but that's okay. I guess this is also the episode of exposing myself and my love life. Whether you're peacefully single, mourning a lost love, in a blissful beginning of a relationship, or happily partnered, I hope you enjoyed this angsty pining hour. Up next, we're going to hear from a little bit more from Peach Pit, I'm Your Girl, Mellow Casualty with Don't Go, and either Tame Impala with Afterthought or Post Animal with Pie in the Sky. I haven't quite decided yet, but both of them are going to be great choices, and I hope you enjoy. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.
Leaving your fear up to my door. Hey, Boomer, radio guy. You're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 till 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look, it's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out, Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
Hello and welcome to Salt Licked in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licked in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Greetings and a warm welcome to the Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline. The Pantheon is an auditory feast where you're expected to leave any and all reservations at the door. We will explore a different theme each week based on concepts found in literature, music, and mythology. So for those seeking an adventure,